Your home for classic hits. AM 1570, 96.9, and Boom 102.7 FM. WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
And they're off. Look at that speed, that style, that weight. What's that behind the pace car?
It's a cargo trailer from TC Trailers, and it's rushing the competition in storage value and sheer trailer goodness.
TC Trailers has over 300 trailers on the lot. Haulers, goosenecks, concessions, everything but the checkered flag.
Need a pit stop? TC's got full in-house repair shop, parts store, and financing that'll have you back on track faster than a tire change.
Zoom over to tc-trailers.com or cruise out to State Road 28 East of Frankfort. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
Looking for free local news that actually feels local? From breaking news and weather alerts to sports, community events, obituaries, photos, and more, your free hometown connection is just a click away with Clinton County, Boone County, and CarrollCountyDailyNews.com. Whether you're catching up from your phone at work, your tablet at home, or scrolling on the go, our three daily news websites keep you connected to the stories happening where you live. Check out the community calendars, local sports coverage, Hoosierland TV, WILO archives, features, and even fun games like crosswords and Sudoku. Plus, with updated features and easy navigation, finding the information you need has never been easier. And did I mention? It's free. Local news, local sports, local people. Updated every day. Visit ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, and CarrollCountyDailyNews.com today.
When it comes to keeping your car running right, trust the team that's got your back. Big O Tires. Located on State Road 39 in Lebanon, Big O does it all. Oil changes, alignments, tire rotations, brakes, and more. Whether you're prepping for a road trip or just tackling that overdue maintenance, the certified technicians at Big O Tires will get the job done right the first time. Check them out on Facebook for exclusive deals and updates. Next time your vehicle needs a little love, head over to Big O Tires in Lebanon and talk to manager Lauren and owner Alan. Big O Tires is the team you trust.
Listen to all that cash I saved shopping at my local big deal store. I know what you're thinking. Jenny, tell me more. Well, this is a secret I love sharing. Shop your local big deal store from your phone, computer, or tablet for gift certificates at discounted prices. Automotive, pets, retail, groceries, entertainment, outdoor, restaurants, services, travel, health, beauty. It's all there. Shop and soon you'll be saving, too.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, or Carroll County. DailyNews.com.
Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7 is made possible by TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big deals. Save money now and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com. And your free local news source, Clinton, Carroll, or BooneCountyDailyNews.com. The Party Line online telecast on HoosierlandTV.com is brought to you by 51 West Event Center, The Farmers Bank, Shoup's Country Foods, Culligan, Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arbor Wood by Shoup's, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Jerry's Body Shop, Community Foundation serving Carroll, Clinton, and Howard Counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters, Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, Marshan's Window Tinting, Avery Home Store, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Copper Electric Services, LLC, Braden Business Systems, Lanen's Furniture and Mattress, and Mann Chevrolet GMC in Delphi.
All right, welcome back to Party Line. I've got to be mindful of all of that. So as we get into game is at 1:45 on the radio. Rossville wins. I'm sorry, it's not on Hoosierland TV. Sorry, I stand corrected. It is on the radio. 1:45. It all begins. Rossville wins the championship. They'll be playing in the championship game. If they win, they will be in the championship game at 7 p.m. on the radio, not on HoosierlandTV.com. It is on the radio. Joining me now in studio. Pastor Gordon Smith. Good morning, Gordon.
Hey, good morning, Shan. Good to see you.
I'm good to see you. Happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday to you, yeah, too.
I didn't realize that your birthday was the same day as mine. That's awesome.
Yeah, it sure is. It's like we're twins, man.
Yeah, we're brothers from another mother, but same day. So, I mean, it's wild to think that,
not the same year. Sometimes we get along a little bit too much, I'm like, you know, it's a little weird that we have the same birthday,
Not the same year, though.
Not the same year. For sure.
You're much younger. I'm just wiser. So
you're just better looking.
And then right. My wife is, her birthday's today. So,
happy birthday to her.
Yeah, 363. That's what I wanted to start the show off, but I want to happy birthday to my lovely wife, Tammy. 363 days wiser than me. And so we share the same for about 48 hours. We share the same age. And then she moves into into the sunset years. Yep. So she's cool.
I was telling you that
officially a senior today.
My wife's 6 years younger than me, and she's still wiser.
That's right. And I said good answer. So, it is good to have you here, but it's also good to have the discussion. You know, I want to share. We've been talking about this the last couple. We started last week talking about leading up to the 4th of July. Mm-hmm. Talking about the 250th birthday of our country.
Right.
But I wanted to focus, everybody's focusing on fireworks and music and pomp and circumstance and all that, but I really wanted to focus on our heritage and where it comes from. And I've had a couple people say, yeah, that's kind of boring. Well, you know, I want to challenge you all to wake up. To wake up. Mm-hmm. Because, it's so sad to me when I talk to somebody and they don't know where we come from, mm-hmm. and don't know the history behind the that's a sad commentary on a lot of things, including our education. I mean, it's just frustrating to me that I talk to kids and they say, "Well, they need to be more engaged." Well, I don't know. I get very frustrated because I do ask questions. I do talk to people. And I talk to adults. I don't know. I'm not interested in all that. That's just politics. Well, no, it is our liberty.
Yeah, and your politics affect your lives. Part of what's really just happened in our nation is over the last, maybe we could say 40 to 50 even, but let's just say 20 to 30 has been even more dynamic, is that we've had that, we have shifted from talking about our heritage to sort of bad-mouthing our heritage.
Yes.
Or looking for every wrong in that. And I always kind of look, I said, if you want to look for every wrong, you're gonna find that in your own life, your own family heritage, you're gonna find it in everything.
Yeah, you don't want to look too deep.
yeah. And so, but the reality is the foundation of something is important. And we changed, America changed the whole world. There was no form of government like ours prior to it. So we are the oldest existing republic that is set up the way it is. That's we the people, that's coming from the people themselves. And we are the longest existing in that. No other nation did it. All other nations, Australia, all those countries, although I would say England is starting to go the wrong way.
Yeah.
But all those countries exist. Their movements that we have come from us. Now we can have a little bit of heritage from England itself, the Magna Carta, things like that.
Yeah.
But it's certainly, the reality is I don't think people realize how important America is to where the world is at.
Well, here's what I always say. There's not thousands of people breaking down the wall in China to get in there.
Hey, right.
There's not millions of people breaking down the wall in other countries. Australia. Right. I mean, you mentioned some of them. Even England. I mean, they have immigrants that come in, but why do people want to come to America? Because there is that foundational principle of the Republic of We the People, and governed by a moral compass that was put together many years ago. And that's what I wanted to discuss with you, especially you and being a pastor in the ministry. One of the things that we try to teach and preach and prayerfully live on a regular basis is that there is guidelines, there's guardrails that God has put together for us, for man to live, and we often disobey and often go astray and often face the consequences. But our founding parents, our founding fathers and mothers who you came in, I add mothers because, you know, the women were just, they were just struggling just as much as the men. I mean, they were dealing with raising kids.
You got people like Abigail Adams.
John Adams.
Essential, essential to our founding fathers. They worked so coexisting together in such a way that really made our nation great.
Well, John Adams and Abigail, went through 5 miscarriages during that time of him being gone and back and forth and back and forth.
Right.
These were real sacrifices, Gordon.
Yeah.
Real sacrifices. I'm not too sure I'm not saying that we don't do that today because we have men and women that are willing to serve in the military and defend our country. But it just seems like we have, when we look at this as it being boring or when we look at this as being, you know, I'm just not interested. That's just not me. I hate to tell you, you know, the DNA is in all of us who've been born here, who've been able to breathe free air.
Yeah, and you'll lose what you have when you do that. If you don't have some kind of a foundation where you're working together with a past heritage and understanding that, you're going to lose what you're experiencing. And, you know, and that's part of the nation's problem right now, really, is that, I think what we're doing is we're on a path. We're diverging between two constitutional understandings, or maybe let's say two declarative understandings of direction. Oz Guinness writes about it in his book, but it's something I had been saying for years in my own family and things. But, you know, when you look back to the French Revolution and its precursor to the Reign of Terror, and it gets its rights born of man, not from a creator, and that you see the split into an atheistic approach of morality at that particular point. And
the Enlightenment.
Right.
Which is not an Enlightenment at all.
But it all came down to, during that time, I mean, all the precursors of Nazi Germany, communism, all those things come from that. And what we're seeing a diversion to now is our Constitution was, our Declaration of Independence, you cannot say, it said it came, that our rights are derived from a creator because we're created.
Mm-hmm.
And so rights come from something bigger than government in that. And what we're really, the reason why we're having such a problem these days is that we've sort of negated the moral structure that's come from a religious background, and we're sort of trying to adopt this French Revolution that has always had a problem, the Reign of Terror, communism, mass deaths, I mean, things like that, that's always ended up moving into a wrong direction. So what we're asking ourselves right now is, we have to decide as a nation what moral construct are we going to come, which heritage are we going to go to? Are we going to go to a French Revolution that's always had an atheistic notion, or are we going to go to a religious notion? Either way, it's sort of religious in nature.
Mm-hmm.
It has a moral structure to it. And if we can't decide what direction we're going to go to, I just think we're like Abraham Lincoln said, you know, you become all of one thing or all of the other. You cannot, you know.
I often wonder what would have happened if the Supreme Court would have ruled against Madeleine Murray O'Hare in 1962.
Mm.
Because I do believe, and people say, oh, well, that was just one woman that did. That was a decision that was made to separate God from the public place.
Yeah. Which is fascinating because it was just prior to that that we enshrined on as a national motto, In God We Trust.
Yeah.
So it's fascinating.
In the 50s.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So it's a fascinating how quickly those shifts. But, you know, I can make the argument it kind of started in the early 1900s. That's when that socialist shift was happening in America.
Yeah. There's no doubt that it was going on. There was the fabric, the fiber for that, the thread of all of that was certainly being woven into our tapestry much earlier than 1962. I do believe, though, that declaration, because I kind of go back in this chronological order that when you think about prior to 62, we were in some major situations. We had depression, we had World War I, World War II, we had the Great Civil War, all of these things. There were some bad things, but there was always the hand of God. There seemed to be the providence and the hand of God in all of these different things, even in the Great war to end all wars, which mm-hmm. was supposed to be World War One, that we ended up going into World War Two, and that was the war to end all wars. And then we ended up in Korea, Vietnam, and so many other things. But the thing though that happened, I think, those were also external too, to a right. degree.
Right.
Because even the depression, the world markets and things impacted a lot of that was going on at
right.
the time. But when you start taking and removing God and the guardrails and the guidelines and the opportunity to be obedient,
right?
To me, it kind of goes back to what Khrushchev said in the 70s, America will fall, we will not fire another shot. We won't fire one shot.
Right.
That was the enemy. That was the Cold War enemy at the time. And said, so we won't have to fire a shot because they're going to fall within, because they will morally decay, kind of like yeah. Rome did.
Yeah, and the moral, I mean, we're seeing it, you know. I mean, you know, I you know, if I can kind of go over three bullet points that were important to me in a series that I've been going through, and we were talking about how we've both been going through some series on this 250th, but, you know, you have to have three primary structures in a nation. And, You have to have a common understanding of human dignity. You have to have a common understanding of a moral foundation, and you have to have a common covenant together. Problem is, we have no covenant now, but you look at all those three things, and you could go back to, you know, what Lincoln said, then a house divided against itself can't stand. It's going to become all or one of these things in that. So the part of the moral structure that we're seeing is we're really rejecting God. What's fascinating is that the atheistic side, this idea of getting religion out, yeah. right? One of, I can't remember the author's name exactly, but I read a book, it's called Heaven on Earth, and it's about the rise and fall and afterlife of socialism and how it's coming back again. But he says, you know, part of the reason people are so attracted to the socialistic mentality of morality, this atheistic kind of yeah. movement, is what's attractive to is that it has the prophetic nature of religion without God in it, mm. and it becomes man at the center. Mm. So what we are actually witnessing is a religious revival that's atheistic in nature. Mm. And by what I mean by that is the worship of the self. Mm. So what you're seeing right now is that moral construct of the worship of the self happening. We are built to worship. We have been created to be worshipers. There's a reason we like to celebrate, like we like to sing songs, and we like to do, and we like to praise things. Mm-hmm. But we're going to praise something, and that is either we're going to either worship ourselves or we're going to worship God. And when we worship ourselves, it turns out bad.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. And I don't disagree. I totally agree with you. I'm going to add something else to that.
Sure.
We were created to worship, and we have a desire to worship, but we're also created to work.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and,
yeah.
And we have purpose.
Right.
So I think socialism is part of the seven deadly sins of laziness.
Yeah, yeah.
It creates entitlement. It creates a lazy mindset, is that somebody else is going to take care of me. Right. Somebody's going to... Hey, I am all for... The church should be doing that, though. I truly believe government needs to get out of that, mm-hmm. And let the church do its work. And they say, well, what about the, what, you know, maybe I don't want the church to, well, you know what? I'm sorry, but if I'm hungry and I'm struggling with something and I can't get it fixed for myself and somebody's handing me a piece of bread, and we've done this on mission trips all around. I can't tell you how many times we've been in situations where we didn't know what, I mean, we knew that we're totally against God, that we're not godly people, but we're right. feeding them, you know,
right. yeah.
because they're hungry.
Yeah.
And that's what the church, that's really what the moral compass, the foundation of Christianity does. But I want to get back to the worker situation, because I do believe we're designed to worship, we need to worship, and God wants us to worship the right God, the true God. Mm-hmm. But we also... Even before the fall of man, we were meant to work. I mean,
because right, right. You see it right in there.
Yeah.
I would even add to that, the work is worship.
Yeah.
Like when you, I mean, I love something.
Unto
brother,
God.
You're yeah, doing yeah, yeah, unto God, God correct. Yeah. Like, you know, yes. And I think of Brother Lawrence when he talks about like how his worship life is and his prayer life is built around, like whenever he's doing the dishes or whatever it was though he was working on was an act of worship to God. One thing that worries me, and this is just a thought process, so I you know that I've had one thing that worries me, and I'm not against AI. Please don't hear that, because I'm for. I realize that there's movements that happen in history that you have to work like. Be like being against the printing press, you know what I mean? At some point, some things move on.
Or the cotton gin.
Right, yeah, you've got to move into particular areas. However, I will say that with the advent of it, what it is it is creating, can create a laziness somewhere.
Sure.
And what I worry is that a nation that's moving morally against God, right, it's moving into an atheistic, socialistic mentality, then also begins to be attracted by a movement of AI that can make me maybe less have less purpose or without work in that, will want to desire to move even further into a more communist type mentality without even recognizing they're going that way. And that's what worries me about our heritage of our nation right now, is I really think that we're at a moral foundation. You know, I told my dad the other day, I'm just talking there, Shannon. I was telling my dad the other day, I said, I worry when I come to the 250th. My dad, I love our country. Mm. My dad was military. I grew up on base. I loved.
You got that patriotic DNA,
right? I got. My dad was, and my mom and dad are believers. And I told my dad, I said, this 250th. I said, I get discouraged that there are people who don't want to celebrate. And I said, but I feel like it's one of those celebrations that can go either way.
Yeah.
That either this is like a 250th celebration, like celebrating a grandma, great, great, great grandma who's 100-something years old, and you're just celebrating her past life, knowing that it's coming to an end.
Yeah.
I said, I pray, and I'm sorry I get a little choked up on this. I pray that we're not celebrating a past. Mm. But we're celebrating a future.
A rebirth.
A rebirth of our nation. And we need it. We need to understand that what we've been given to us is a gift by God.
Yeah.
And that isn't to say that we haven't failed. We've failed at times. We've screwed up. We've misinterpreted and all those things. But, man, this is a gift from God. And that we have such liberty to be able to live our lives the way we want and stuff.
And I think sometimes people would say that that you know, well, religion has screwed things up. Religion has messed things up. Religion has been the root of the problem with mankind. And I wouldn't disagree that the kind of organized religion by man has caused that. But true worship of God and true work, is if work is a part of worship, that's a totally different mindset. And a totally, because I think it's that relationship. We talk about it often as believers. It's a relationship with God. And I think our forefathers and mothers had that relationship. When I read about John Calvin and think about, you know, how much of the Constitution was based upon some of his writings and sermons, you know.
Yeah.
And that, you know, historians from George Bancroft to John Adams credited Calvin as the father of American liberty. Adams writing that the Puritans who settled this country brought with them the principles of John Calvin. His ideas on covenant, consent of the governed, and resistance to tyranny flowed directly into the Declaration and the Constitution.
Yeah.
And that was John Adams' quote.
Yeah.
And so to getting back to what you're saying, are we dying? Are we celebrating the past and just going to put the dirt on the coffin? Or are we going to be sons of liberty and rebirth this covenant to God?
Yeah. And it comes down to the principles of, you know, it comes down to teaching it again. You know, what does God say in Deuteronomy 6? He's, you know, constantly to the people, he's telling us, to teach to your children when they're awake, when you get up, whenever you go out through your day, whenever you sit down, whatever you're doing. Basically, he's saying, like when you're taking a car drive, you know, talk about it. We just don't really talk about it anymore. And part of that is, and it's not the, I don't want to, like, part of it is education. somewhere we stopped talking about it as something good. We stopped. I mean, how many people even know the understanding?
I went to a civics class. When fourth grade,
I really think that one of the things that we have in our—I believe it's the case. You have to pass. I believe in our state, you have to pass a basic understanding of civics,
yeah.
In order to graduate. In Indiana.
Yeah, it's part of the core. Yeah,
yeah, right. Yeah. I think that came into law sometime while I've been here.
Yes,
and stuff. And I think that really just should be. You know. I almost think you should have to understand that to even vote almost, you know, you need to understand where we come from and why you're even voting. And that's probably really a major part. It's not just not understanding the heritage, it's not even understanding how the government works.
Yeah.
You know, what role we have in that.
Well, and the role, if we really truly look at the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence and we really adhere to it, but believe it as truth, And gives us moral clarity in all of it. It is a covenant.
Right.
It's a covenant that these men who signed the Declaration were making to a very new nation, mm-hmm. that we're not going to be under King George's authority. Mm-hmm. We are going to be governed by ourselves. Mm-hmm. But we also understand that we can't just go. And like in Judges chapter 17, it says where in that day where there were no kings and men just did as they wanted to in their own hearts.
Right.
Well, they knew that was never going to work. That could not work. You can't just, because then it's like when I have the police department in here. Can you imagine if everybody just got up today, or just let's just say 55 people got up today and said, I'm just not going to stop at stoplights today.
Right. Right.
I'm not going to stop. Right. I'm not going to stop. At a stop sign today. I'm just going to blow through them.
Right.
Do you not think that we have a pretty busy police department today? We would, because there would be accidents and possibly even deaths. And that's like this country today. We kind of got up one morning and says, I don't think I'm going to adhere to that.
I think you're right on the track on covenant. I mean, I love if you get a chance to read. Last three books by Oz Guinness, they're fantastic. One of the things that he talks about, but doesn't say exactly in this, but I agree with him. He says that, covenant is really the crucial piece right now in America. God made a covenant with Abraham to bless all nations. He made a covenant with Moses and Sinai, but he made a covenant with an entire people.
Yeah.
Which that would be, you could say, nation.
Yeah. The Hebronic covenant.
Right. But our government is also goes back to that Judeo root right there. This covenantal idea between God and people, and whether people like it or not, our basic structure of moral law comes from that place. Hmm. So this idea of covenant is really at the heart of it. And, you know, how can you say this without maybe misunderstanding? Even right now, our idea of America is a right. Like we see it as a right for me, not a covenant of we in it.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're not covenanting together, so that's why even in the immigration issue, our country is a welcoming of that. But if it's not, if it's coming just to get a job, then we've missed the point. The point was to come to something that you're covenanting together with.
The reason why we have law and structure and order to come and do it in a correct way, so that you can learn about the culture and about
otherwise, what happens is this: if we don't have some sort of common covenant that we agree upon.
Yeah.
What happens is then we bring into the very structures, and we don't understand that, let's say. We bring in the very structures people left here, and then we kill or put to death the very nature of what's been good. And then I say to myself, well, why would somebody ever want to leave where they were at if it's just going to become what a person wanted to leave?
Yeah.
So we have to be real careful. And so covenant really becomes the issue of everything in our nation right now.
Covenant theology is the way why we're even here. I mean, God made a covenant with even Adam and Eve. God made a covenant with Abraham. God made covenants with Moses, like you mentioned. He's made covenants over the years. And what is covenant? Well, actually, if you look at the Hebrew word, I think it's federal. Mm. I think that's what it means.
Yeah, kind of.
I think federal, and so even, and I want to go back to, real quick, I know, because we're on time.
I've kind of been jumping around a little bit.
No, we're fine, but the organizing principle of Puritan society was a covenant theology. You had a personal covenant, which each believer is promised to walk in Christ's way. In fact, 9 of the 13 colonies, you could not even hold office unless you proclaimed that you were a follower of Christ.
Yeah.
That was part of the covenant theology. Church covenant, congregations organized by mutual promise, not hierarchy, sowing the seeds of self-governance for their church.
Right.
It wasn't this Anglican church. It was the churches that were self-governed. They were governing with their own local elders, local lay leaders, and all of this. Civil covenant, towns and colonies ordered by God's word were the authority as delegated by the people. Mm-hmm. They were not absolute authority, but they were conventional authority in the sense that the people elected. And then you got the national covenant, the belief that if America obeyed God's law, he would bless and multiply the nation.
Right. And so I would even go back to, what is the most prominent thing we have in our culture that represents covenant on a daily basis? Marriage.
Yeah.
So I like to say, I say that marriage is the barometer of a nation. Then.
Mm, family, yeah.
Right. If that is falling, then you say to a nation, oh, and if you look, we go, and that's why these laws, the different kind of laws of marriage matter to us as Christians, because we know that if that covenant breaks down, every other covenant breaks down, and we have, and basically we're heading towards anarchy at that point.
Well, and I agree with you as we got it close to now, but I would agree with you, marriage, family is so important. We went through that, 15 years ago, 20 years ago in Clinton County, we saw the divorce rate just off the charts in Clinton County. Right. And so it was decided, a group of us got together, a group of clergy folks, Mark and Janet McDonald, Russ and Susan Casper, they ended up becoming part of that team as well. Mm. And we did Marriage Matters. And we as clergy had a covenant that we would, anybody that we married, they had to go through the Marriage Matter classes before they got married.
Mm.
And guess what? The number of divorces over a couple of year period started to decrease. Mm-hmm. People started recognizing that, hey, this is a commitment. This is a lifelong commitment. This is not just, if I don't like her, I can always get a divorce.
Right.
And that was what was happening.
Yeah, because the contract is about my self-interest.
Oh,
the covenant is about an us.
An us.
Right.
Contract versus covenant. Wow. Well, that's a great way to put it. Gordon, thank you for coming in. Greatly appreciate you, brother.
I love you, man.
I love you too.
Always love you.
I love you too. I appreciate what you do. You're preaching the word and you're doing the right thing, and we greatly appreciate you. I do have a couple announcements. Sewer Department will have Green Street closed, West Green Street closed from Rossville to Rose Street today. Rossville Avenue will be also closed to the northbound traffic all day. So just avoid that area. I've got to go that way. I got to go somewhere else. Center Point will have County Road 700 between State Road 28 and 200 also closed today. So please avoid that. I know we've gone over our time, but it has been great talking with you, Gordon. God bless you, man. We'll talk to you soon. That's going to wrap it up for this edition of Party Line. Good Lord willing, I'll be back with you next week. Until then, have a great weekend. Stay courageous and always be obedient. Talk to you soon.